Genesis and Science and a Russian's Conversion.
Answers with Ken Ham, an editor and contributor to Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, how does science lead a Russian soldier to receive Christ as his Savior?
This is a remarkable story, Mark. We told about it in our magazine, Creation. A Russian soldier was studying to become an engineer to build guidance systems for ballistic missiles. Now, during his second year of college, he was taking courses in biology and physics and found that they contradicted each other. According to what he was taught in physics about the two laws of thermodynamics, the evolutionary ideas he was learning in biology just didn't work. So he came to the conclusion that evolution must be wrong and there had to be some type of intelligence behind biology. Well, then he studied various religions to find the answer, but they all had mistakes and inconsistencies within them that totally destroyed their credibility. Then he opened a Bible and read the first statement in Genesis. He was amazed because it started with a scientific fact, in the beginning. He knew that all scientists agreed that there was a beginning. It took him a full month to read Genesis chapter 1, and then he analyzed every bit of it with his science training. 6 months later, he gave himself over to Jesus Christ.
More and more scientists are beginning to realize that massive flooding has occurred around the world. To receive a great witnessing tool that looks at the reality of Noah's flood, get a copy of Ken Ham's new booklet when you go to our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.